Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Mercer County baseball team off to a 2-0 start. Nice win on Tuesday, beating Rock Ridge on the road 6-1. And we're joined by senior shortstop Caden Harmon. And first up, I know we talked to you, I think, back in November maybe or October heading into the wrestling season. And shortly after we talked to you, your wrestling season blew up with a knee injury. It's good to see you back on the baseball diamond. How are you feeling, and how tough was it for you to miss that wrestling season?
I'm feeling good. With my physical therapist, we talked and we got me a new brace, so we're more confident with this one. The wrestling season was tough for me. You know, senior year, you got big plans for it. But he, at physical therapy, he told me, hey, if you're going to play baseball in college, you got to stop wrestling. And I said, okay. I mean, it was a tough decision for sure, but baseball is my number one sport. It always has been, so it's tough but easy at the same time.
Yeah, and I know the tough part about it is, you know, watching on the side of the mat that they could have really used your points during the wrestling season. I know that had to be the tough thing for you.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely tough knowing that that my career was over. I mean, you never really expect to get a career-ending injury, especially in high school, so that was tough for me for sure.
Yeah, I know, though, you stayed actively involved. And I think that's a big character issue, is you continue to support that wrestling program. And I think it's important to note that, even though when you're not able to wrestle, you're still there saying, hey, let's support these kids and support my former teammates.
It was when I told Coach Speaker that, hey, I wasn't going to be able to finish the season, I told him I wasn't ready to give it up yet. So I told him I was going to be there as much as I could.
All right. Well, yesterday I asked Coach Bazala after the game, was that Caden Harmon's first varsity home run? He said unequivocally yes. Then off the air, I asked you, was that the first homer you ever hit over the fence? And your answer was what?
It was yes.
All right. So you got to tell me, how good did that feel?
It felt good, but with the wind, I wasn't really expecting it to get out. So out of the box, I knew I hit it hard, and out of the box I was just thinking too, because obviously never really been a power hitter, so I've always been taught just put a ball in play, use your speed, make plays and stuff. So for me, it was just kind of odd that it went out, because especially with the wind, you're not really expecting it to go out.
All right, so when you saw it went out, what was the reaction as you were circling first base, and did that thing really go over the fence? What was your kind of reaction?
Yeah, I wasn't really watching it. I knew I hit it hard, and I knew it burning, so I was thinking too. And then I just, when I looked up to pick Coach Vassala up at third, I saw the left fielder's hands go up, and I saw Coach Vassala kind of get excited at third, so I just decided that I was going to keep running. Nobody said anything, but I actually didn't see it go out.
All right, so now you're going to swing for the fences every time up. No, I'm just kidding. Of course. All right. Playing shortstop is a big responsibility, right? We know that. But playing shortstop in the aftermath of an all-state shortstop, man, you got some big shoes to fill. Like I said, playing shortstop is a big deal in any event. But now you're playing shortstop and replacing Brandon Skrovansky. What about that responsibility?
I really love playing with Brandon. I think he's a good kid. I think he's an excellent baseball player, but I try not to think about it. I think that if you overthink it and you try to play like someone else, you're just going to play worse. So when I'm that short, I'm just trying to, you know, do my own thing. I'm not trying to think about how well Brandon plays. I'm just trying to do the best I can. Just make the routine plays and do what I can for my team.
Yeah, and I think if Caden Harmon is Caden Harmon, the Golden Eagles are probably in a pretty good place at short. Are you getting reflective at all, this being your, you know, senior year? And I know I've asked some other kids this about, you know, you grew up in the Aledo Park District, you know, getting your taste of baseball playing at Northside. You were an Aledo Knight, played all your games there. You're a Mercer County Golden Eagle. So you can look at the calendar and say, you know, each game I play there is closer to being my last game at Northside and playing here locally in town. You thinking about that at all this year?
Yeah, for sure. The night before our first game, it was different for me. It was kind of tough, honestly, you know, thinking, wow, Northside's been my home field for as long as I can remember. So knowing that you're going to step on it for the first time, for the last time, it was definitely weird. It was a weird feeling knowing that it's almost over, and I think that is just you just use it as motivation, you know. That, all right, this is your last ride. You know, you just got to play the best you can.
I know you have a couple of little brothers that play baseball, and you know, I see you throwing the ball around in the yard a little bit with them. What's that like, and how important do you think it is to have a baseball relationship with siblings?
Oh, I love it. You know, when it's nice out, you know, we like, hey, you want to go play wiffle ball? Yeah, for sure, you know. If you want to, hey, you want to go play catch? Definitely. It's nice to know that, you know, they're going to continue it. It's nice to have, like, a catch partner whenever I want. I know my brother texts me a lot. He says, hey, you need to be at my game today. Like, I'm going to do my best, you know, because, no, like, we're pretty close. So definitely we like having each other for support. So it's definitely nice, especially knowing that, you know, we can play baseball pretty much whenever we want.
All right, well, the Eagles expecting big things again in baseball in the spring of 2018. And home run Harmon knocked one out yesterday. Cade, nice going, and keep up the good work this spring, okay?
Thank you.
And we'll have,
thanks, Jim.
Yep, that'll wrap it up on the High School Sports Spotlight. I'm Jim Taylor.